The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Whoa, whoa. Now, that's a guitar player right there. Al Demiola. Al Demiola, he's an Italian guy from Jersey, I'm just saying. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us on this morning. Look at this already into January. Can you? It's unbelievable that we're already into January in such a way. January 14th, 2020. Is that unbelievable? We got a lot to get into today. Anthony Pope's going to join us momentarily, and we're going to go over the legal issues of the day. On a lot of the stories, you know, the main story that you'll hear about today, there is a debate tonight on the Democratic side. Does anybody care? Is anybody watching? I mean, it's on CNN. They put Wolf Blitzer to anchor it, and we'll do you have any interest to watch? Who can you watch that's interesting? No, you're going to hear Bernie Sanders. He's going to defend himself against Elizabeth Warren's attack that he said a woman cannot be elected president. I mean, this is all they got. And Bernie will say 10 times tonight, he's a pathological liar. He's a pathological liar. That's all he said. What do you think about President Trump? He's a pathological. We have a pathological liar for the president. It's like, just relax. The name calling. Come up with an initiative. For crying out loud, it's the least you could do. Then we're going to find out about the articles of impeachment. Nancy Pelosi is drooling over this. And the way she talks is, no matter what happens, President Trump will be impeached for life. She's living for this. Oh, my gosh. They got it. They won't stop with this. They won't stop. And the press keeps. And you know what? I keep talking about it. So I guess I'm guilty as charged as well. I'm tired of hearing about it. Oh, my Lord. Just give us an initiative. How can you help infrastructure? How can you help the kids throughout this, you know, the inner cities of the United States of America? Inexcusable what's going on down there. But we'll get into it. Now, this, I got to find it. Frankie's going to give me stories. We're going to run down the stories, okay? And then I'm going to, when I think something that might pique our interest, I will ring the bell. Okay. So Frankie had a whole list of stories right before we're on the air, and Anthony Pope's going to join us momentarily. But I said, Frankie, tell me these stories, because I will talk about everything except what the news is. Oh, you got a big bell. Al.
I was going to duel you.
No. Well, you win because you're a
bell.
Oh, can I have that one? That's a good one. Can I have that back? Thank you. No, yours is bigger than mine, Al. Here you go.
Well,
it's not the size of mine.
All right. Let's leave it like that. Okay.
This is like a casino bell. This is, you know, you walk through the casino and people playing the slots.
That's what is that? That's the time. Oh, that's scary. Yeah. Scary. With the smoke.
I won! People screaming. Who's got a cigarette?
People dazed. Yeah. Dazed. Staring at
drinks.
I love, you know what I love at the casino when I play?
Soda. Wine.
And the dazed look. With the cigarette that's still going,
hanging
with the long ash,
yeah,
and the glaze into right. The as they keep pulling.
Maud, what are you doing?
Pressing the button.
That's rarer and rarer these days, because even in Atlantic City, most of the casino is smoke free. There
right.
is only
yeah,
a small
right.
portion
you're right. You're right.
of the casino.
Well,
floor
you go out
that you can
if you go
smoke.
Outside of Jersey, around the country, you'll see it, or if you go international, you're on a ship or something. Mm. They do that, and then they always have the poor husband sitting there waiting for
Maud 25 times. I told you, got to play 24. Five times.
Ah, can we go now? Can we go now?
The buffet, the line is growing on the buffet.
Oh, man. So, news stories. What can we talk about, Frankie Byborough?
Okay, we're done with impeachment, right?
Yeah,
I do want to point
we'll
out, by the way, that one of the people that voted to
Bring
impeach President Clinton, I mean, President Trump, was Congressman Alcy Hastings. Before he was Congressman Alcy Hastings, he was Judge Alcy Hastings.
And what happened?
He was impeached and removed from the bench, right? Now, why isn't he impeached?
I'm qualified.
Does Nancy Pelosi ever say to him,
you know what?
You're impeached for life, sir.
Stay on that story for two. Stay on that story for 2 seconds. That they won't stop the. Why didn't they throw the impeachment out? Why is it not null and void? Judge Jeanine's been talking about that, and it's so true. If you can't, you're not going to turn over the articles of impeachment. I'll ask Anthony when he comes in. Where were the White House
lawyers?
Well,
she is sending them over apparently. Today.
I know, but it's taking too long. The White House lawyers, I think, should have just the Senate lawyer, whoever it is, should have done a barrage of letters out saying, can you go to the Supreme Court? I don't think you can
Rudy
regard.
Giuliani seemed to imply that
exactly.
on Judge Pirro's show on Saturday.
They should have made it null and void. The Republicans are too nice like that. I'm telling you, they're too nice like that. They think the Republicans are the best. I ain't one of them, but they think they're like too they're mean, old, angry white guys. No, it's not. That's not the case. The left is, they're vicious with the subpoenas and the...
Well, supposedly they're coming over today, the articles. We'll see what happens. Now, Iran says they've made arrests in the airline shootdown.
Good story. Let's stop there. Good story. Okay. Let's have it. Go ahead.
All right. So Iran says it's arrested people connected with the deadly crash of this Ukrainian jetliner that was mistakenly shot down by an Iranian
missile.
Shoot
that plane down. No, I don't want to. You're under arrest. Okay. What? The end.
Now,
there you go.
176 people on board were killed in the missile strike.
Terrible.
This was, of course, a Boeing 737 that was shot down the night that Iran fired some missiles at Iraq in retaliation for the assassination of General Soleimani.
Donald Trump is getting the blame for, yeah.
Yeah. So we don't know exactly who's been arrested, apparently they've made some arrests.
So arrest would indicate that they were rogue players.
It would seem to indicate that.
In that. So
you can believe anything that comes
out. That's true.
Saudi Arabia made arrests for Jamal Khashoggi.
Right. And executed those people.
We're still waiting for 9/11, aren't we? Okay. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, where are you from? So go ahead. What else? What's that story?
Okay. The wildfires.
If I like the story, we ring the bell. Otherwise, we keep going.
The wildfires in Australia?
Well, you got to acknowledge that. Okay. Only because, my God almighty, I can't believe how bad that is. Mark, I know you're listening in Australia. We have a contingency of listeners down under, and we love you, and we care for you, and it's great to see the American firefighters help out Australia.
Apparently, it's taken a big impact on the Australian Open tennis tournament. Smoke and poor air quality has actually suspended practice today at Melbourne Park.
Wow.
So hopefully things improve. All right.
look at the anticipation.
Snoop Dogg is partnering with Dunkin' Donuts for a new sandwich.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold up there for a second. Wait a minute. Snoop Dogg, is this like the weed sandwich?
It's gotta be.
No, it's a munchie sandwich. That's what it's gonna be.
So they had the Beyond sausage sandwich at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
So now,
the Impossible Meat. Or whatever
it's a meat-free sausage sandwich.
Right.
The plant-based sandwich on a glazed donut. The chain started serving yesterday.
Yeah.
Will be on the menu through this Sunday at all Dunkin' Donuts locations. And according to the good folks at Dunkin' Donuts, they said the limited-time sandwich, which has been dubbed the Beyond D-O-double-G sandwich, was inspired by the rap legend's passion for plant-based protein and love of glazed donuts.
He has a glazed look about him.
That
can be
plant-based product.
He does.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe they're doing that.
So I know Al and I have been watching, Joe. I don't know if you've paid much attention to this, but the greatest of all time Jeopardy tournament continues tonight. No? Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Wow, he doesn't care. All right.
Okay.
Well, if Ken Jennings wins tonight, he wins the whole tournament. He's got two wins already.
How much?
$1 million. You have to win three games.
Oh.
Ken Jennings is in the lead now. He has two wins.
Did I ring the bell?
No bell. Keep going.
Go ahead.
I was interested in what Al was saying.
No bell.
He's
no
offended.
Bell, no comment.
He's offended.
That's it.
He's offended.
No bell, no comment. All right.
He's putting his hand.
The general manager and the manager of the Astros have been suspended.
This is a great story. This is a great thing. Do you give the Dodgers back the World Series?
No.
Is there a remake on the World Series?
There should be, right?
Yes, there should be.
The former...
Imagine the audience on that. That would be great.
Yeah.
The shame of it all is this.
Let Frank break it down.
Former Astros general manager says he's not a cheater, even though Major League Baseball has suspended him for a year. Jeff Luhnow released this statement yesterday after being punished for this sign-stealing scandal. Now, he's going to be suspended for a year without pay. He says he accepts responsibility for rules violations that happened under his watch, but he says he was not engaged in any misconduct. The Astros fired
The manager.
Luno and the manager, yeah. A.J. Yeah, Hinch, yeah. shortly
so
after
they were saying, and they indicated this, where there was somebody that was looking. They had a camera hidden in the center field. It would catch the catcher's signals.
Correct.
Right? And then they would one. There was a drum back by the dugout, and some stunad would be there banging on the drum slowly.
Was it a garbage pail first?
All right.
Then it was a drum.
So what happened? How many?
They would signal to the hitter.
So
one beat would be a ball. One beat would be a breaking ball. Whatever the
signals
were.
There was a code. So they talked to the pitcher. The pitcher knew all about what this was.
Right. So they
or the batter. Was it the batter that they was it the batter?
Well, apparently the whole team was in on it. The whole Houston Astro team was in on it. They knew. They knew what was going on.
So they know it was for the batter. Right. They would read the signs and they would tell the batter what was coming.
So Alex Cora gets hired by the Red Sox to be the manager, and apparently they're investigating the Red Sox for doing the same thing. Cora brought this program over to the Boston Red Sox.
Cheating!
Exactly. So Cora, they haven't issued suspensions for him yet, but it looks like he's going to get suspended for a considerable amount of time, maybe the whole season. But the owner of the Astros took swift action yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys were suspended at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Before 4 o'clock, they were fired.
Whacked them. Yeah, so, and rightly so.
Now, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Carlos Beltran was named in the investigation. Carlos Beltran is now the new Mets manager.
How so?
Well, he apparently knew what was going on when he was a player when they won the World Series.
Listen, maybe he worked for the Mets. Hold on.
Hold on. So Major League
Baseball. Get that drum out there.
Major League Baseball is not taking any action against him because at the time he was a player and they would have to go through the Players Association in order to suspend him. My issue with Beltran is he denied any knowledge of this. Clearly in the investigation they found out he was a part of it, or at least he knew what was going on. The Mets today should bring Carlos Beltran up, answer all the questions, come out with a statement,
and
move forward. Get it over with. If they don't, it's going to linger into spring training. Yeah. It's going to linger during the season.
Are you auditioning for ESPN, Al? Because you're doing very well.
Here's the other thing. Pete Rose, suspended for life for betting on the game.
Yeah.
How is this any different?
Yeah, very true.
They used something to take advantage to win a championship.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
They were a good team. It wasn't like they weren't a good team.
Okay, get the bell ready.
My bell is at the ready.
Okay, so the Weinstein jury selection is going on here in New York now. Yesterday, supermodel Gigi Hadid was called as a potential juror, and she indicated that she knew both the defendant and several of the people that might be testifying.
She could have been a jury. And
yes.
So
yes.
Did Arthur like her?
I think she was removed for. So apparently she was given a questionnaire and she has to return to court on January 16th. I don't think she has been removed yet, but she probably will be. I can't imagine they're going to want her in that case.
Okay.
All right. Now, moving on. The
get the bell ready.
Get the bell.
Okay.
All right. So you remember that horrible shooting at the naval base in Pensacola?
Yes.
All right. Well, apparently, Attorney General Bill Barr came out yesterday and said this was, in fact, an act of terrorism.
Yep. Saw that.
No bell. Keep going.
No. That was a good story. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. I want to make. You know what the problem is? Every time I leave the air, and I'm talking about. We're talking about each other. We're talking about craziness, whatever. And then I walk. I go, and then I'll hear in the hallways the national news, you know. And I go, we should have talked about that. So I want to make sure we cover everything. So this is good. Go ahead.
All right. So the Attorney General said this was indeed an act of terrorism.
Yeah,
the shooter, of course, was a Saudi Air Force officer who was part of a training mission at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. The Attorney General told a briefing that the shooter was motivated by, quote, jihadist ideology.
Look at this.
Three U.S. service members were killed, eight others injured by this lone gunman who was killed by sheriff's deputies.
All right. That's pretty much the headlines there, right?
I got a story for you. Maybe you want
to
hear it.
A new
economic study says middle age is a miserable time of life, and it's worse. Okay. It's a miserable time of life, middle age. It is worst just a few months after turning 47. Well, so glad I'm going to be 50
it's
in April.
It's not, though.
The Dartmouth College study of people in 132 countries, mind you, 132 countries, measured the relationship between well-being and age. It said the lifetimes of people in all countries have what the author calls a U-shaped happiness curve that bottoms out at 47.2 years of age.
But then it comes back after that?
I guess it does.
Because I
get, because maybe because you're getting, you're closing in on 50.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, for some people, it's a halfway marker in life, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think somebody said that before. I took a picture of me. We got to move on. Stacy is going to join us from Retro Fitness, and I took a picture when I was down there the other day with our new power rack.
Yeah,
wow,
we're
so excited about that. And someone said, "Oh, Joe, it's great that you use the power rack," which I really don't. I use the machines. I told the guy, but on Twitter, he goes, "Oh boy, getting old is terrible." And so I said, "No. Age equals wisdom, and no pain, no gain. We got this."
I'll tell you.
I talked to my boomer brothers and sisters. Now is our time. Embrace it, baby. This is it. I'm telling you.
But the amount of older people that I see at the gym that are working out,
get off my machine.
They don't do that. Some do, but, you know, whatever. I just find it funny that a lot of them don't have workout gear, so they show up in jeans
or
and,
suits,
like, a shirt.
Suits.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you're weird, so that, I come to expect that from you. But when you see these people in blue jeans, I go, how is this comfortable when you're doing, running or whatever? But, yeah, you in a full suit.
No, last night it was so late. I was with the boss late.
Bandage on your head.
No, then I had to go. I'm going to work out. Jerry goes, come on, we'll go out to dinner. I said, boss, I got to work out. I'm like addicted. So let me go work out at the gym at the hotel. Debbie, listen to this. But now I have no gym clothes. And now I put my pants on and I put the white shirt on, all wrinkled from the waist down. And I rolled up the sleeves.
That's
I got
hot.
A bandage
on your head.
A bandage on my head. I roll into the gym. And there's a young guy walks in, looks at me, stay the heck away from me. I tell you, now I know how to keep people off the machines walking like that. I
look like see Murano with a spine on you.
Look like I just got into a fist fight and I rolled into the gym to do some biceps. It was great. It was great. Yeah,
well, I remember when we were at Passaic County College, you were like, I need a quick workout. There you go, to the gym in your suit.
I know.
I'm like Joe's going to work out in his suit.
Wall Street workout, baby. I'll tweet out maybe before then and now. Before I used to take my shirt off, and now I'm in less shape. I wear the suit in the gym, you know? Hey, Anthony Pope, we have an audience with the Pope coming up at 9:21 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. We're going to take it out to the LIE eastbound at Lakeville Road into Lake Success. It's an accident in the HOV lane car into the divider. Still pretty solid on the eastbound side of the BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. Disabled truck. Also the eastbound BQE by the Brooklyn Bridge. It's an accident over there as well. Over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20 getting into town. Eastbound LIE at the Cross Island. It's a stalled car. Still really busy on the southbound Van Wyck getting down toward Kew Gardens. Prepare for delays there. Inbound side of the GWB looks okay. Lincoln Tunnel 15, Holland about 20, 287 South, exit 39 into Hanover and Whippany. Watch for a crash over there. And traffic is moving slowly this morning as you take a ride over to 18 North, getting up toward the area of Route 1 because of earlier problems. Pleasantville Road into Briarcliff Manor, a car fire by St. Teresa's Church. Checking the forecast, looks like we'll see some rain today, high in the 40s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager is impressed with the president's record.
The list is extraordinary. Judges, Supreme Court justices, domestically, internationally, the economy, the unemployment rate. It's quite remarkable when you think about it. No one predicted this. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I just want to tell you that I can't believe what this has done, and I've only been taking it for, a couple of months? I don't know. I got to the point where I was very discouraged, and my energy was down, and I tell you, my wife says this stuff is wonderful. I feel so much better. My attitude is different. My energy is good, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Piscopo in the morning, Anthony Pope in the house, 925, talking about Michaels of Brooklyn. You got to love Michaels of Brooklyn. If you are in Connecticut, I'm not sure, I think it's a state law. I'll go with Frankie and we'll have to check this out. That if you don't go to Michaels of Brooklyn and you live in, like, New York State, is there a penalty or something, Frank?
They revoke your citizenship.
They revoke your citizenship.
You can't vote, actually.
You can't.
You know, if you look at yesterday's New York Post, there was a big article about the chairman of the Democratic Party of Brooklyn, Frank Cetio, deciding to retire.
I got
where did he do that interview?
Michael's of Brooklyn. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. So you're up in Connecticut, like our friend Tony. You're in Jersey, like Anthony and I. You're in New York, like five boroughs. You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred is there. Johnny's there. The authentic heritage and the legacy of an Italian-American culture is right there on Avenue R in Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. It's been there since 1964. And if you listen outside, and I know you're listening all around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com, and on Texas, we love you, you know, South Carolina, I know you're listening. Go to your supermarket, please. Check out Michael's of Brooklyn on the show. You're going to love this. It's like Brooklyn in a jar. What am I going to tell you? And they make it right there. They make it right there, Avenue R and Nostrand. But again, if you're in the metropolitan area or if you visit us, and we love for you to visit us, you know, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand in the borough of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. Tell Fred, Johnny, Enzo, Michael, Marianne, tell them I heard you on Piscopo. Show me what you got. You'll have the best meal you ever had in your life. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan. The following segment paid for by the Anthony Pope Law Firm. And now, it's time for An Audience with the Pope, featuring esteemed, distinguished, and renowned trial attorney, Anthony Pope.
Hey, Anthony,
it's worth a ride into New York just for that. I mean, all that traffic, that's what I come for, just for that.
The people are so jealous of that introduction. Where'd you get that for Anthony? I go, hey, he's been
Prince Harry heard that. He wants to go back to the royal family now. He's going to miss the trumpets.
I tell you, that was so great. People said, where can I get that introduction? I go, hey, Anthony.
It's for sale. Tell them all the
time. We'll make it up for you. Anthony, great to see you, man.
Thanks for
coming in.
Yeah, of course.
Your case went well. You were in federal court.
Yeah. Everything went well. Everything's going well. I got a big trial coming up March 2nd, but in Hudson County. But it's all good. It's all good.
My gosh, and my nephew Brett, we were talking about. We were with him over with my mom, and he goes and he prepares for the state. You know, he does those briefs.
With the attorney general,
So when he's got to, because they try to sue the state.
Sure.
But how you do a brief now? When you prepare a brief and you got to defend somebody,
done a brief in a long time.
You get somebody to do it. But do you?
That's what I was going to ask you. I argue the motions, of course.
So you need.
But the writing, I haven't done that in quite some time.
Yeah,
that's tedious. It takes a lot, and I'll point out the issues, of course, and give it to the law clerk or the associate. But they'll actually write, and then I'll review it, and I'll change it if I need to change certain things. But that's for the lawyers coming up, you know.
That's what I have Frankie Five Boroughs for when we do the news. I can go through. I can write the litany of headline news. I have Frank do it. Hands it off to me. Hey, Anthony, so this whole bail reform situation right. in New York, and now it's going to be, it could be national too, you know, because this is what, this is like an
impetus. It's something that's, whose time has come. I mean, there's no question. New Jersey did it last year. New York has now done it. New York and Jersey are a little bit different. But, Joe, look, what it does is it significantly, in New York, it significantly curtails bail for most people except violent felonies. And that's what New York is about. New York has a couple exceptions. Domestic violence, if there's a parole violation, if you've proven that you're not coming to court before. But the criteria in New York is different than Jersey. New York really basically is taking a position. Listen, if it's not a violent felony, we don't want you in jail. And if we're going to post bail, they also have a condition where they have to consider your affordability, whether or not you could afford the bail. Because it is true that bail prejudiced people who don't have money. I'm not saying it prejudiced people of color or Italians or Christians or blacks. It prejudiced people who don't have the money. If you have a misdemeanor and you have a $4,000 or $5,000 bail and you don't have $4,000 or $5,000, well, then you spend 2 or 3 years in jail while you're facing trial. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times the case is dismissed or they're found not guilty. Listen, we have a presumption of innocence in this country. And the point of bail is only to, for the most part, to ensure that you're coming back to simply answer for the charge. Okay? It's not intended to keep you in jail. So this pretrial detention was reviewed by New Jersey. New Jersey tried it, did it last year, and I think it's been working. Now, New Jersey's a little different, though, because we have a pretrial system where there's a criteria to determine your risk of danger to the community and your risk of flight. And judges get a score from pretrial services. And the score goes from...
In Jersey,
from 1 to 6. And then anywhere you are, the judge will hear arguments as to whether or not to let you out. So Jersey doesn't just exclude misdemeanors or other offenses. They look at the totality of it and the person and the prior prison record and things of that nature. New York is a little stronger in the sense of they have pretty much eliminated bail for misdemeanors and minor offenses.
When Joe spoke with Commissioner Bratton the other day, I mean, I think that's what he and other law enforcement professionals, the biggest problem they have with this is that it doesn't give the judges any discretion.
Exactly. It's different than New Jersey. Yeah.
They can't do anything.
And that's what's wrong with it, because you could really allow people out the door that just shouldn't be out the door.
Which is happening.
It is. So in New York,
it's different. You get this gal that assaulted this Jewish woman. She gets thrown in. She gets before the judge. The judge has to, by law, let her go. And no bail. She's on the street. She does it all over again in California. Somebody just tweeted me. I can't find it, but somebody just tweeted me that somebody had his girlfriend had luggage taken from the car. Nothing happened to the people stealing luggage because it was under $1,000. Oh, it's just if it's under $1,000, we can't take the kid or whoever stole it to prison or hold them for bail. We let them back on. What's happened? It's like anarchy.
Well, look, there is such a thing as ROR, even in the federal system. And New Jersey tried to follow the federal system. The federal system is basically you are either released on your own recognizance with a unsecured bond for the most point. Sometimes it's secured, but most of the time it's unsecured. Or you're detained. And the detention is determined based on the violent offense, if it is one, high drug crimes, weapons offenses, and looking at the past record of an individual. And probation will make a recommendation to the court and say, this person we believe is a risk of flight. This person is a danger to the community. And in those instances, once you overcome that presumption that the person should not be released, the courts will detain you. What happened in New Jersey, which was a good point of it, though, what they did, when they eliminated the bails for the most part, what they did do is they said, well, if we're going to detain you, though, you got to have a trial in a year. And that's fair. That's fair, because if you're going to take away someone's presumption of innocence to some extent and you're going to detain them, you at least have to try them in a year. You have to bring them before a court and let a court of law and a jury decide whether or not they're guilty. New York is way far to the left with their bail reform act. There's no question about it.
What's interesting, there's a story that just came out yesterday. Apparently, a man in Long Island, he gets charged with DWI, was released without bail on Monday following a car crash, killed somebody, right? He was released on January 1st after being arrested for allegedly not having a court-ordered ignition interlock device in his car. Apparently, this guy's had a history of DWI. He's gotten into accidents. He killed somebody. The judge, following the law, had to release him. The people, this kid who was killed, 27 years old, the parents at the hearing are seething that this guy is walking free. He's disregarding the law to begin with.
Sure.
So why wouldn't you just put him back in jail?
But that's the legislation.
Right.
And the judges are following it, but it's wrong. And New York has gone far too far to the left. Listen, if somebody has already shown that they're not willing to abide by the interlock device, that they're going to drink, that they're going to drive, what are you talking about, guys? Right. Come on, let's get it together here.
He's had, listen to this, a total of 6 felony convictions, 6 misdemeanor convictions, 5 failures to appear in court on other cases. Oh. Then he gets arrested in January 1st, gets let go because he didn't have the device in his car. A week later, he kills somebody.
No one followed up to see if anything was in the car.
I'm just saying. No, obviously, he didn't have it in the car.
But just what you said, no lawyer in Jersey would even argue for a release.
Right.
You basically just waived the argument.
Clearly, the guy doesn't care. Put him in jail.
Some judge would look at you like, what's happening here?
Right.
What, did you lose your mind?
Right. And that's why I don't understand how the legislature in New York doesn't see stories like this, and I'm sure they are. They're getting bombarded with it, and go, we need to change this law so that
they
people like that are
Anthony,
off the
what's a happy medium? Al's right, and
the happy
Frank's
medium,
right.
I think, is what New Jersey has.
Yeah.
Have a pretrial system where they evaluate the individuals. They look at their records. They look at their offenses. They look at past deeds. Have you appeared in court? Not
the
appeared
judge
in court.
Is authorized.
Any violence? In New Jersey, in the federal system, you have pretrial services, which are people in probation that look at the facts, the offense, look at the background of the person, pull everything, and then put a recommendation together for the court. And then when we go into court as a defense lawyer, we get it. We see what the score is that somebody has. And if they are a danger to the community or a risk of flight, well, the judge will keep them in. And a lot of times the score sometimes is close because it goes from 1 to 6.
Yeah.
The closer you get to 6, the less likely it is you're going to be released. And there, I think there's some fairness.
Yeah.
And again, if you're detained, you got to try the case in a year.
Yeah.
You got to get discovery out to the defense, and you can move along.
And then before you go, Anthony, if I may, you were a cop at 19 years old, a Newark cop, one of the youngest cops ever in Newark, New Jersey. Now Tish James, the AG in New York, is going after the NYPD. I don't know if you heard this story this morning, and saying that they are virtually, she said, racially profiling people who commit crimes in the subway. So if there is a high incident of crimes that are people of one denomination, one color, or another, the fact that the police are arresting these people just to keep the subway safe, the police are getting vilified for this. I mean, why is somebody like Tish James, who's a very smart gal, by the way, politicizing this?
Well, I don't know why. I don't know how smart she is, but that's certainly not a smart statement.
Yeah.
Listen, if the police are monitoring crimes that occur and they are taking action, regardless of whether there's 4 whites and 2 African-Americans or 4 African-Americans and 6 Hispanic, it doesn't matter. If they're enforcing the laws, they're enforcing the laws.
Exactly.
There's a bigger problem, perhaps socioeconomic issues that we need to address, but you can't start asking police officers, what are they going to keep score?
That's right.
What are we going to have a tally?
Right.
We're going
you.
To arrest
Thank
so
you.
Many Hispanics today, so many whites tomorrow. It's an absurd position to take. Absolutely absurd.
Yeah, you're right. Anthony Pope right there, an audience with the Pope. 9:30, and if you shake Anthony's hand, he won't slap it away. That's the kind of Pope this guy is. Anthony, thanks for being here.
Great being here, guys.
Anthony
Frank,
Pope right
Al,
there.
Joe, good,
Love
good
you,
being
man.
With you guys.
And Stacey McCormick is going to join us from Retro Fitness. Come on, we're going to tell you how you can join Retro. Big Al standing by with the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The first ever Harry Potter flagship store is coming to New York City this summer, according to Warner Brothers. The store will house the largest collection of Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts products in the world. Personalized robes, Bertie Bott's every flavor beans, a new range of house wands, and more will be sold at the store, which will be located next to Manhattan's Flatiron Building on Broadway. The 20,000 square foot space will encompass 3 floors and feature interactive experiences and numerous photo opportunities. The New York Public Library says Its most borrowed book in its 125-year history is the children's classic The Snowy Day, written by Brooklyn-born author Ezra Jack Keats. The story about a boy named Peter enjoying the snow in the city has been checked out more than 450,000 times since it was first published in 1962. The city's library system has just come out with a list of the 10 most popular books across the five boroughs. Other children's classics making the most borrowed list are The Cat in the Hat and Where the Wild Things Are. Number one on the list of the most borrowed adult titles is Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, followed by George Orwell's 1984. In sports, first meeting of the season between the Rangers and Islanders, and the Blue Shirts come away with a 6-2 victory over the Isles. LSU King after beating Clemson 42-25 in the college football playoff national championship game in New Orleans, and it's the first national title for LSU since 2007. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's go out to the LIRR. A 10-minute delay on the Ronkonkoma branch for the broken gate crossing near the Bethpage station. Let's go to the LIE East at Lakeville Road into Lake Success. It's an accident over in the HOV lane, so watch out for that problem. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 to 25 in. The Van Wyck southbound all jammed up into Kew Gardens. We're seeing delays as well at the Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel getting into town with a disabled vehicle over there. Westbound Bruckner heavy at the Hunts Point Bridge. Watch for delays at the inbound side of the Holland, still 15 to 20. Lincoln down to 5. Up at the GWB, no problems to report there. Traffic moving slowly as you head over to the Pulaski Skyway outbound, getting into Newark with an accident there as well. And watch for some slowdowns on 27 as you head up through Elizabeth. It looks like just some extra volume there. Rain likely today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 19. 70, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Oh, hi, Joe Piscopo on the radio, Stacey McCormick standing by from Retro Fitness. I think there's goodies. The goodie bags are in the studio. We love that. Can I tell you, though, I have to tell you about the Perillo Piscopo tour, which is happening. It's coming up in April, right? And we're going to go Easter in Rome, Good Friday in Rome, Mass, the whole thing. Yes, I'm doing a show there. It's the best. I'm going to do a show. It's like old-fashioned, man. I remember this was a hotel in Rome where Frank Sinatra used to hang out, and I'm up there doing the Frank Sinatra tunes, you know, and you have the Italian staff. Steve Perillo's at piano. I'm bringing Mikey with me to play. It's going to be great. So the thing is, we have to stop, you know, putting an offer out for this tour now because it's going to get oversold, and we're really right to the wall now. You have two more days. You got to get on this. You got to get on this. It's a trip of a lifetime, and I know what's going to happen. I meant to call you, Joe. I didn't call you. I wanted to go. Now is the time to call Janice at Perillo. It's 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, because Easter in Rome, right? We're going to have a beautiful time in Rome. Then we go to Assisi, to Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre. We're going to have the time of our lives and a trip of a lifetime. And I'm giving you the opportunity to call Perillo to say, I want to go to Italy with Perillo and Piscopo and watch them perform, and then to the Tuscan countryside after Rome. Are you kidding me? Do not delay. January 16th. Boom. That's it. We got to cut it off. It's 800-431-1515. Or start here, please. PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 945 and AM 970. The Answer. Great to have you with us this morning. Hi, we're YouTubing, we're Facebooking. And Frankie is here and Al is here. George, thank you. Yuri, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Mert is here and Kara as well. Stacey McCormick in the house from Retro Fitness. You came all the way up, Stace. How are you?
I'm doing well. How
great
are you?
Great to see you. And you don't feel comfortable doing the radio, television stuff. You got your camera right there. You got your microphone right there. And you do very well. You look great on camera. You're very pleasant. But you're more behind the scenes kind of gal.
I am.
So Stacey and I, we have this Retro Fitness. Thanks for coming on aboard the station. Jerry loves you, by the way. The boss loves you, so it's good. So, and we appreciate you coming in. It's all retro all the time. We love it. And this buy one, give one is spectacular.
It is. And it's really working beautifully in the gym, across all of the Retro Fitness gyms. Yeah. It's really pumping it up. We're getting some wonderful new members. And we're really achieving our goals that we set out to achieve with this promotion.
That was corporate. That was corporate's idea. We can't take credit for it.
Yep. The new CEO that we have has just really been rocking it. I got to tell you.
Yeah. So now I told between you and I, no one's listening here. I said, Anthony, we should get a Retro Fitness in Essex County. Come on.
No,
you could make it happen, girl.
I'm itching again.
You can do it.
I
know. Look at you.
I don't sit still for anything.
She goes, Joe, we're going to do a gym. I go, we are? Because I'm the smart guy in there. In the partnership.
You're wonderful. What? You bring such amazing things to the gym, Joe. Are you kidding me?
It's so much fun.
I wouldn't have done it without
you. It's so much fun. And the power rack. I love that power rack. Oh, my God. That's great.
I know. Once the platform and the bench come in, it's really good.
The platform's rubber on the bottom. Yeah, it's great. And then it's got a little where you can do your lats with that big. It's got this big arm off of the where you can put weights on it. It's just spectacular.
It's a great picture you posted.
You know what? I put it out there.
I know. Thank you.
One guy said, Joe, I just said on the air, I'm getting old. And getting old, it goes. It's terrible to get old, but it's nice to see you're using the power rack. Fact of the matter is, as you know, Stacey, I use the machines mostly because we have a lot of the Life Fitness machines. Yep. We have the Hammer Strength is at the top of its game. I remember because you're young. I remember when Hammer Strength first came in, and we would use it at Arnold's gym in Venice. We have Hammer Strength at Retro Fitness,
and I'm obsessed with Hammer Strength now that we got the power rack in. I just want to redo the whole gym in Hammer Strength. I love it.
If you're like a baby boomer. If you're at my age, you got to go down. How many boomers we have down there? Yeah. There are more women in shape that jump. Now, you got the big boys. Those big boys are monsters. Like you said, you never felt more safe than you do at that gym.
Felt safer in a work environment in my life than I do there.
But
when we bought the gym, a friend of mine gave me a call to congratulate me, longtime friend and colleague who happens to own multiple gyms himself. And he said to me, he says, you just bought yourself a fountain of youth. He said, don't waste it. And they changed my view of the entire industry.
Look at
when
that.
He said
Look
that,
at
and
that.
I never lost it.
Well, how old's the guy that you see, your buddy? 90-something? There's a
92-year-old. Yeah,
oh, he comes in every day.
Every day, 5 days a week, solid.
This is great. And he works out at treadmills, weights a little bit?
He does a whole rotation that he
has.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. This is great. And when I see a lot of the gals, too, we invite you to go to Retro Fitness, retrofitness.com. And forgive me for doing this, but it's my life. It's a lifestyle at this point. If you go to retrofitness.com, and then you're supposed to go location, and you look for Flemington, New Jersey. You know what? Stacey bought presents in. Guys, if you would take a look, this is you did not have to bring anything, and only you would have a nice, beautiful holiday type red bag.
Red and yellow are our colors. So
yeah, very nice. And Joe And you have the name.
Put
I
it
see
on or something like so. I thought it was like sure. Brand recognition.
Oh, this is great! I love it.
Oh,
I love
right.
it.
Right, brand recognition.
We have got hats. We got retro brand. Hats, cool. Which is great. Oh man, definitely. I'm so wearing this retro hat. And right? And look at this. Hold it. I'm going to the camera here, George. This is Stacey. This is really nice.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you. Look at that.
You got to promote the brand every chance
this,
you get.
This is great. This is all large, right? Large.
I got yeah, you beautiful. All. I made sure
did,
I got everybody the right
get,
size.
Did you get Allie cool. extra large, like you said?
Yeah.
I have the right size.
Yes.
You know,
right.
I may make a mistake once,
know,
but I'm not making it twice, Al.
There you go. We got Al's. We got Al's. Did right. you know? Did you know why I asked you that?
Very
did
nice.
I asked you that, Al, the extra, because I knew Stacey was going to bring us something like that. So I said, extra.
Thank
you. Just looking good there.
This and Al, good. That friend I told you about that said the Fountain of Youth, it was a platonic friend.
Oh, good.
I just thought I'd mention that, okay?
That's
I just,
good. No
I wanted to make sure I put that
yeah.
out on the table,
no such
okay?
Thing. No such thing. There we go. All right, George, I got the hat on. Retro hat, I love it. I love this. This is great. Frankie, looking good.
Thank you. I
look
love
that,
this.
Right?
The jacket is great, too.
Right?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, this is thank good. Oh, I like that. Stacey, thank you. We're branding now. We're branding
oh, yeah,
all this stuff. So now, tell us about the you buy one, you give one.
This buy one, give one, yeah. You know, I love the competitors, and they post pictures and stuff with a member and a trainer, and they make a comment that this person's been with the trainer for 7 solid years. Let me tell you something. If you're with a trainer for 7 solid years, you know,
it's
what
a bad
you
trainer.
Must. Let me tell you something. You know, I like the commitment. Don't get me wrong, but if I'm with a trainer for 7 years, I better look really damn good. Let me tell you something. I better have achieved every goal that I have ever set out, and I better look. Yeah. I better be looking really, really.
What I like.
But, the goals. I think you got to set goals, and you got to get with it. And the promotion does that because it gives you every opportunity. You know, it brings you into the gym. It gives you nutritional planning. It gives you the opportunity to achieve your weight goals and your fitness goals and your health goals.
Yeah.
And you can do it with a friend. Yeah. You can give that. You know, you can give that out, and it's wonderful. And you're just laughing at me.
No, because you can make smoothies. I thought I'd
make
it.
Smoothies. I do.
She
I
makes smoothies.
Smoothies.
I was there the other day. I went down. What day was that? Was that Saturday? I went down.
Friday.
Yeah, thank you. I knew that. So I was down there Friday, and I said, "Can I have a smoothie?" And so Stacey makes the best smoothies. Those are great smoothies, all natural. You have a smoothie bar. We have a place where kids can play. If you bring your kids, we have a whole child's area, and then we have all aerobics on the upstairs. I know we got to break out. The aerobics on the upstairs, which I love.
All cardio.
Then when you walk down, it's almost you could almost. We should put music in the hallway. Dun 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 dun. Because then there's a gym. That's gym
and
all
the
monsters are down there. We have machines to the left, if you like the machines.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I can't emphasize how many boomers I see down there, women down there working out down there on the weight machines down there.
Yeah, they're using the new power rack.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Great. You're doing a great job, Stace.
Thank
great.
You.
Proud to be with you.
Thank you for being
Anthony
with me.
Pope Gym. Come on, Anthony
I
Pope
know.
Gym, Essex
I'm
County.
You it's
looking?
A year on the 16th
okay.
that
okay.
we had this gym.
We're on it.
So now I'm ready for
the Debbie,
one.
You are welcome. Well, if we open Essex County, Debbie, you could be at the grand opening there. Come on.
Oh, definitely.
And Stacey has swag for you too. We got
yay!
We got what color?
Yay,
is it only black? Is it black?
For this is only black.
What we like. It's cool.
Love
Debbie
it.
Will wear that. Debbie
I'll
looks good.
I'll differentiate male female next time for the next week.
No, it's okay. Here. Debbie looks good in anything. You know that. Debbie, thanks. Good morning,
wow.
Stacey. Thanks for being here, girl.
I'll
see you at the
that.
Gym. And
I
Debbie's looking
that.
Out for you on the roads, 951 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Stacey. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening right now. Traffic is moving along okay as you head over to 202, 206, getting down through Somerset County. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the Pulaski Skyway outbound into Newark. It's an accident over there to watch out for. Hudson River crossings inbound GWB is okay. Lincoln Tunnel 5, Holland about 15 to 20 getting into town. It's busy on the Cross Bronx West out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Construction at the outbound GWB. The Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel into town. Watch out for a disabled vehicle. Still about 15 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Pretty solid there this morning. LIE West at Junction Boulevard. Getting reports of an accident as well. And watch for some slowdowns at the Mid-Hudson Bridge into Poughkeepsie. An accident there just about cleared. LIE East out by Lakefield Road and Lake Success. Accident in the HOV lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Jay Sekulow and friends explain the response from Iran.
At the end of the day, if you fire 15 ballistic missiles at military bases and want to kill people, you can, generally, if you've made that decision. They obviously made a decision that they didn't want to poke the giant too much. But they thought they had to do something in response to us killing Qassem Soleimani. So what they did was fire missiles that didn't do anything.
Jay Sekulow live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time. I have to tell you, I am not having any stomach issues anymore. I am not having any pain in my arthritis, in my knees, and in my lower back. And it has also helped with my skin. I always had dry skin on my legs, always, even as a child. It's not drastic, but I notice it's just not that dry and scaly anymore. But I just feel like having this fruits and veggies and the fiber in my system, it has helped a lot. And I think it's even, and this just seems crazy, but I know my mental health has improved, and it seemed like it was a gradual thing. It's just amazing. And my husband, he's starting to notice too. He had a disc fused, and he notices when he's reaching back in the chair at night when he's laying and watching TV that his back is not, he doesn't have that pain as much anymore. I hear these women and these men on the radio talk about it, and I just feel like, yep, I believe them. That's me, and I believe everything that they say. Your commercials are not staged. They're real people talking about their real problems that you help them with. I know that the balance of nature is really helping me.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
The day began with patches of low clouds and fog. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with a shower or two around this afternoon and this evening. Our high today, 48. Some clearing later tonight, though, 42. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild, high 54. Thursday will turn out very windy with times of sun and clouds. Winds will gust over 40 miles per hour at times, the high 47. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. We're on YouTube, you know. We're on Facebook. If you feel like watching, we are here. If not, if you're listening, we wish you all the best and hope you have a great day. 9:56. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. Watch this. Watch this. I like that. Al, do the math. Come on.
10:01.
Ow! Me and Al failed basic math in high school. We like to do the first five callers. Next 5 minutes, we'll give you past 10 o'clock, right before Mike Gallagher comes on the air. Now, all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. You know, Iggy Giuffre is a personal friend. I love this guy. Great guy. And he has Carmelo with him, Chris and Johnny. It's all family, right, at Route 22 Toyota. And I went in there. I told you, we broke bread. We talked. And I watched how everybody at Route 22 Toyota was treating everybody else who came into the showroom, largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey, by the way. They were so nice. There were no dummies. You know, you don't deal with a dummy. You don't know shenanigans. No Mama Lukes. You go in there, you talk to a real person, and they want to do what's right for you. Like Alex Kinsella, he's the general manager who can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months, right? Now, if you're one of the first five callers, in the next 5 minutes, we'll give you right past 10 o'clock. You get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949, okay? It's 855-621-9949. Give a call. You're going to love the great family that is Route 22 Toyota. I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? And they'll give you a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. That's it. That's it. Big Al. Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. We got through all the news. Al, I like that, and Frank, I like that little that breakdown of the news. So
yeah,
we cover
it.
We walk out, no matter what happens, we covered it this morning.
Right, and a few angels got their wings.
There you go. Thank you very much there, the Jimmy Stewart reference. It's a Wonderful Life, which I actually watched over the holiday. Stacey McCormick, thanks for being here, Stacey. Great to be with you. And Retro Fitness, Flemington, New Jersey, and around the country. Frankie Five Boroughs, great show as always.
Thank you, Joe.
Al, I love you, buddy. Thank you so much.
No.
And Mr. No. Dr. No. That's your new name.
That's right.
Dr. No. Thank you, George. Thank you, Yuri. Mert, thank you. And thank you, Kara. And most of all, thank you. Thanks for watching. And thanks for listening. Do me a big favor. Go out and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New Jersey state trooper injured in a Saturday night accident, back home recovering today. His vehicle rear-ended on the Garden State Parkway in Kenilworth Saturday night. He had stopped to help a driver when his car was hit from behind near mile marker 139 around 10:30 p.m. No one else hit. Driver of the car that hit the trooper was given a ticket for careless driving. Supplies being gathered in the town of Hempstead to help residents of Puerto Rico deal with the aftermath of earthquakes. Officials urging residents to bring baby wipes, diapers, bottled water, canned food, and other items of that nature. Donations being accepted at Town Hall and at Wholesaler BJ's has stepped up with dozens of cases of water. Thousands of people living in shelters on Puerto Rico right now. Many others have no electricity or running water. In sports, Rangers crushed the Islanders 62.